During the 5 years that Russ and I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, I regularly birded what people call a patch. And when I say regularly, I mean at least once or twice a week most months, and from March 1st through the last day of school, every single weekday morning. My birding patch was on the university campus at Picnic Point and the nearby 1918 Marsh, which was called that because the wetland was donated to the university by the class of 1918. I usually called the entire area Picnic Point. When we left Madison in early 1981, my Picnic Point list was exactly at 200. I'd seen plenty of lifers there and had plenty of wonderful experiences. Among my favorite birds of all there were the black terns that showed up each year in mid-spring and remained to nest. It was impossible to walk along the path around the marsh without stirring up at least one pair, as hard as I tried not to disturb them. Walking along that path, one time I got pooped on, the very first time ever that a bird pooped on me. This, of course, prompted me to do what any self-respecting birder would do, so I started a new list of all the birds that have ever pooped on me. After I started rehabbing, this list would have grown by leaps and bounds, but I decided to limit it to wild birds in their wild world pooping on me. Over the years, I've added quite a few interesting species, including ruby-throated hummingbird and pileated woodpecker. Oddly enough, I still don't have a gull or a pigeon on that list. Whether it has to do with being in the right place at the wrong time or the wrong place at the right time, I never ever tried to add a species to the list, except once. In 2000, my family went to Hawaii for our last big family vacation when our son Joey was a senior in high school. Somehow, I became fixated on the gorgeous white tern. I not only wanted to see this bird, I wanted one to poop on me, to bring my pooped-upon list full circle, starting with the black tern and ending with the white one. The easiest place to find white terns in Hawaii is at Waikiki Beach on Oahu, where some of them nest. This species' nesting is perhaps even cooler than its stunning white plumage. The female lays a single egg not on the ground or some thick substrate or in a nest, but directly onto a bare, thin branch in a small fork or depression. To find nesting or roosting white terns, all one needs to do is scan with binoculars on every fairly horizontal branch, and this was made even easier for me because one bird was sitting on a power line right out in the open. I positioned myself in what seemed like a propitious spot and waited. Russ and my kids have always been extraordinarily tolerant of my eccentricities, but my sitting down on the grass in a public park waiting for a bird to poop on me while people milled about in every direction exceeded even their equanimity. So they all went to a restaurant for ice cream while I sat there. Waiting for a bird to poop is not the kind of experience most people engage in, probably for a good reason. But sitting there was enjoyable. Every time I looked up, I saw the ethereally beautiful bird, sometimes called a fairy or angel tern, with good reason. And the gorgeous bird often looked right back at me. Its huge dark eyes meeting mine filled me with joy. There are worse ways to spend a half an hour. It took a good 10 minutes before the bird finally let go, but the poop plopped onto the grass to my right. So I wiped the grass off and moved over a bit. The tern must have been perched there digesting a meal, so it took only 7 or so minutes for the next delivery, that one to my left. The next plop came a good 10 minutes later, this one making a direct hit on my hat the very moment that I saw Russ and the kids returning. So despite their best intentions, they were there to witness the memorable event. They all seem to have recovered, and I will always treasure my time directly under an obliging white tern, my best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.